This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. As the UN General Assembly annual debate got underway Tuesday, combating and eliminating the coronavirus pandemic was the foremost preoccupation of the world's major powers. Global leaders are meeting virtually this year due to COVID-19. Confirmed coronavirus cases worldwide have surpassed 31 million, with more than 966,000 deaths. That's according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. From China, the country where the virus is believed to have originated, President Xi Jinping promised it would be defeated. He announced that Beijing would provide an additional $50 million to the UN's COVID-19 Global Humanitarian Response Plan and said his country is making progress on a vaccine. He also denounced efforts to politicize or stigmatize the virus. In his UNGA address, U.S. President Donald Trump slammed China, referring to COVID-19 as the China virus, and saying Beijing must be held accountable for having unleashed it on the world. He said the United States is also making strides on a potential vaccine. Russia's President Vladimir Putin also touted his nation's progress on a vaccine. In August, Russia became the first country to approve a COVID-19 vaccine called Sputnik V. But international scientists have been skeptical of its safety and effectiveness, as it had not started phase 3 trials when it was approved. U.S. President Donald Trump said Tuesday he plans to announce his nominee Saturday for the Supreme Court vacancy left by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Meanwhile, the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee said Senate Republicans have enough votes to confirm Mr. Trump's choice before the November 3rd presidential election. From